Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on India's achievements in the space sector and the upcoming missions. The participants are Pallav Bagla, senior journalist, and Aditya Shukla, Akashvani correspondent.
A special discussion on India's achievements in the space sector was taken up in the Lok Sabha today. And to discuss more on this, we are now joined by Pallav Bagla, senior journalist covering the space sector since long. Welcome, sir.
Namaskar.
Shubhanshu Shukla, the group captain, is back in India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met Shubhanshu Shukla today, the first Indian astronaut aboard the International Space Station. How big was this event for India, Baglaji?
See, that group captain Shubhanshu Shukla, who is an astronaut, and we need to call him now Gaganyatri, because India's Gaganyaan program is what he is part of. He traveled to the International Space Station and spent 18 days at the space station, becoming the first Indian to go to this multinational facility which orbits the Earth at 400 kilometers above the Earth. It's a very unique space laboratory for microgravity experiments. And that India could participate in that is really a very big achievement. But what is most important is that Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla has really laid the first steps for India's Gaganyaan program. These are the first baby steps for India's human space program. And in India's human space program, or Gaganyaan, India hopes to launch an Indian into space on an Indian rocket from Indian soil from Sriharikota in 2027. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi has laid out a very clear roadmap, which is to have an Indian space station by 2035 and to launch an Indian and send him to the moon, him or her, by 2040. So this was the first step for mastering the Gaganyaan program, because India has no experience in recent times for human space flight. India did have an astronaut with Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma, who traveled to the Russian space station in 1984, which was a long time ago. So it was very necessary for India to have upgraded skills and learning about human space program. And Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla has dirtied his hands and learned all the skills that are necessary for implementing some of this in India's own Gaganyaan program. It is very important. And the parliament holding a special discussion on Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla's flight to the International Space Station and how it would contribute for India to become a developed country by 2047 was also an extremely important thing and a very nice gesture on part of India's parliamentarians.
So you talked about Gaganyaan, the ambitious project of ISRO. It is going to be India's first human spaceflight mission. How ambitious is this project and at what stage is it right now?
See, India's Gaganyaan program has been ongoing for a few years. It is a very ambitious program. It has a budget, sanctioned budget of about 10,000 crores, but going up for making the International Space Station, the sanctioned budget is about 33,000 crores. For the Gaganyaan program, work has been going on at the Indian Space Research Organization for the last few years. Today, the launch vehicle Mark 3, which is the chosen rocket for the Gaganyaan program, has been human rated and has been made so secure that it can take humans to space. What one also needs is a sophisticated crew module, and the crew module is still being developed by the UR Rao Satellite Center and the Indian Space Research Organization. And that is taking a little longer, essentially because the environment life control support system has to be mastered by India. And work is progressing slowly but steadily. There are several important tests to be completed before India can launch a human into space, because launching is easy. One has to bring the person also back safely. So sending a human requires several redundancies in the space systems. And bit by bit, ISRO is mastering those critical technologies which are necessary to keep humans in space.
Let's listen to this report by our correspondent.
India has made innumerable achievements in space in the last 10 years. A proud nation welcomed Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, who returned from International Space Station and met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the national capital today. Moving forward, India is now preparing for first human space flight mission Gaganyaan by 2027. India will have its own space station by 2035, which will be known as Bharatiya Antariksh Station. India has achieved remarkable self-reliance in the space sector. Let's listen to Prime Minister Narendra Modi as he speaks about the self-reliance in this sector.
Am space mein bhi अपने दम पर आत्मनिर्भर भारत गगनयान की तैयारी कर रहे हैं. हम अपने बलबूते पर हमारा अपना स्पेस स्टेशन बनाने की दिशा में हम काम कर रहे हैं. और पिछले दिनों स्पेस में जो रिफॉर्म किए गए, मुझे बहुत गर्व होगा. मेरे देश के 300 से ज्यादा स्टार्टअप्स अब सिर्फ और सिर्फ स्पेस सेक्टर में काम कर रहे हैं और उन 300 स्टार्टअप में हजारों नौजवान पूरे सामर्थ्य के साथ जुटे हैं.
Some of the key achievements in India's space sector are NISAR, jointly developed by ISRO and NASA. It was launched on 30th July this year from Satish Dhawan Space Center, Sriharikota, to study land and ice deformation, land ecosystems and oceanic regions in areas of common interest. The Axiom 4 mission, launched on 25th June this year, enabled human space flight for India, Poland and Hungary. This was each nation's first government-sponsored flight in more than 40 years, as well as the second human space flight for all the three countries, but for the first time executed on International Space Station ISS. Space docking and servicing Spardex. On 16th January this year, India became the fourth country to successfully carry out a satellite docking process in low Earth orbit, LEO. The mission demonstrated India's capability in docking, undocking, refueling and payload transfer. Chandrayaan-3 launched on 14th July 2023. Chandrayaan-3 was a historic achievement for India for achieving a soft landing near Moon's South Pole. Launched on 2nd September in 2023, Aditya L1 is India's first solar mission which aims at studying the Sun from the Sun-Earth Lagrangian point L1. NavIC, launched in 2023, the navigation with Indian constellation is a feat in India's technological prowess which primarily uses IRNSS, Indian Regional Navigation Satellite System. Series of Earth observation satellites from 2021 to 2024, ISRO became the fourth space agency to successfully send a spacecraft to Mars orbit on 23rd September in the year 2014, and it was Mangalyaan. The government has opened doors of the space sector for more than 300 startups to function, private players along with a growing collaboration with the international agencies. This is Deeksha Saxena for Akashvani News.
Now, coming back to the achievements, how would you describe India's progress in the space sector over the last decade?
See, India's space sector has been growing by leaps and bounds. It has had a long history. It has grown from small rockets. India launched the first rocket, Nike Apache, a long time ago, or more than 50 years ago, which was an American rocket. We made our satellites also, which were very small. Today, India has very large, heavyweight launchers and makes its own satellites. India has end-to-end capabilities, and there is a new fillip to the Indian space program in the last decade, simply because Prime Minister Narendra Modi knows how to use space technology for governance. He deploys space technology in almost all sectors, be it fintech, be in development, be in monitoring how roads are being made across India, and how fisher folk can be helped. So using space technology for governance is an important part. And because of that, there has been a rapid boost to the space sector. In addition, what has also happened is that recently, the space sector has been opened up to the private sector. Because of that, there is a new energy in the system.
Exactly. So you talked about space technology for governance that the Modi government is using for. I would like to mention here the Operation Sindoor, as Minister has also mentioned in his speech in the Parliament today. Like, India has used its space technology for its defense and combat operations also in the Operation Sindoor. How do you see this achievement of ours?
space is an enabling technology. One can use it for civilian purposes, one can use for defense purposes. During Operation Sindoor, which was a network-centric warfare, satellites, communication systems, positional and navigation technology, all of them were fully deployed. This is all part of India's 50-plus satellites which are in orbit, and all of them were serving not just to provide communication and services for the civilian sector, but also for our armed forces. And this is technology at its very best and deployed for safeguarding India's borders. So Operation Sindoor saw how space technology and satellites can also help secure India's borders. And not just satellites, the indigenous was also very useful in assessing the damage which had been caused in Pakistan using our BrahMos and weapons and other missiles. So space technology can be deployed in several ways, and during Operation Sindoor, the entire armed forces, including the Indian space ecosystem, worked together in synergy and essentially gave India such an upper edge that Pakistan called for a ceasefire within a few days of India launching Operation Sindoor.
One landmark achievement was the Chandrayaan 3. You have also witnessed Chandrayaan 2. Unfortunately, the lander could not achieve the objective. From Chandrayaan 2 to Chandrayaan 3, what challenges did ISRO overcome?
See, Chandrayaan 2, the lander did not land successfully on the lunar surface and it crash landed. So many lessons were learned by the Indian space scientists. They corrected all of that and then they bounced back, came back with Chandrayaan 3 and successfully soft landed nearer the south pole of the moon. And India created global history by becoming the country which could land closest to the south pole of the moon and then also send a rover to scout around the moon's surface. So Chandrayaan 3 was an incredible moment of success for the Indian space scientists. And lessons definitely were learned from Chandrayaan 2 to Chandrayaan 3. And now going forward, India is now planning Chandrayaan 4, which is a sample return mission from the moon. So Chandrayaan 3 is a harbinger of many more missions for India for deep space missions and science missions.
Recently, NISAR, NASA ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar, was successfully launched. This was the first joint Earth observation collaboration between NASA and ISRO. What's your take on the international collaboration in the space sector, and which are the other projects that ISRO is coming up with in coming years?
See, the NASA ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar Satellite, NISAR, which for Indian audiences I called Nisarga satellite because it is a life-saving satellite, is a very unique mission because it was a joint collaboration between the mega space agency of the world, NASA, and ISRO, and it was made at a cost of $1.3 billion, which is the single most expensive civilian Earth imaging satellite, and India and America were 50-50 partners in it. The NISAR satellite today is orbiting the Earth and the big antenna has been deployed. So NISAR has really opened new doors of collaboration between India and America and also the world. But going forward, India also has other deep space missions like to explore planet Venus. India also wants to go back to the moon, Chandrayaan 4. And then there is a follow-up mission with Japan, which sometimes is referred to as LUPEX. That mission will happen. In terms of commercial missions, there are several which are coming up. And space technology will also contribute for India for its development.
I would like to thank you, Paglaji, for talking to Akashvani.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on India's achievements in the space sector and the upcoming missions. The participants were Pallav Bagla, senior journalist, and Aditya Shukla, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. Spotlight.